Rediscovering Richmond is made possible by Historic Richmond Foundation, working to promote, protect, and preserve Richmond's architectural history with the goal of economic progress and cultural enrichment. Online at historicrichmond.com.
Commentator Brooke Smith continues to rediscover Richmond's historic places and spaces. And today, Brooks, you want to talk about a piece of land outside the city, actually, down the James River in Charles City County, known now as the Rice Center. And first of all, tell us about the historic nature of this parcel of land.
Wayne, you're right. The VCU Rice Center, to me, is one of those very fine examples of how our natural and cultural history tends to get jumbled and stacked, almost like strata, in the same place. So here we have this incredible piece of property right along the James River with tidal wetlands and vernal pools and hardwoods and bald eagles that over time has seen some of the most important moments in our city's history. Not to be overlooked, the first 10 or 11,000 years of Native American presence. We had, at the point of European contact, a group known as the Wayanokes, who were described as having little cottages of cane and reeds along the river in this general vicinity. The property itself became part of King James I's land grants to the different plantations along the river, and actually the Rice Center was part of Berkeley Plantation. The first real critical moment in time came during the Civil War in the spring of 1862, when Union General George McClellan initiated his Peninsula campaign. Of course, it culminated in the 7 days battles in May and June of 1862, but then he retreated to Berkeley and encamped with this 100,000 mass of troops in and around the Rice Center for some 6 weeks. And you can imagine the savage conditions, these hollows filled with felled and burned trees and marshes, and all these troops trying to maintain order. Even President Lincoln visited to try to rouse the troops. But Rice Center was part of McClellan's left flank. And then after the war in the early 20th century, it became a hunt club. For a time, it was owned by the family of Supreme Court Justice Lewis Powell. In 1935, it was transferred to the YMCA, and this is the piece of cultural history that I wanted to pause on.
Okay.
For some 40 years, it was known as Camp Richmond, then Camp Wayanoke, one of those popular and iconic summer camps that the YMCA continues to run to this day. And I have this image of older Richmonders remembering with great glee their days at summer camp at Camp Richmond. Maybe some of them will write in and post on your website their experiences down there.
Well, how did it come to be known as the Rice Center?
Well, in the 70s, Ambassador Walter Rice bought the property from the YMCA, and in 2000, Inger Rice, the philanthropist of note in town, his wife, donated the land to VCU to build this field research center. And over the past decade, they have done just a phenomenal job turning it in to a LEED Platinum education building. They've restored tidal wetlands that for a time had been dammed and used as a lake during the YMCA days. There's a tidal creek that runs into the river. There are wetlands, and it is really a special place for river research, unlike any in the country, where we can study eagles and sturgeon and wetlands restoration and all manner of other scientific oddities that are good for our city, good for VCU, and certainly ultimately good for the world. So we're lucky to have it, and here you have this urban university, VCU, known perhaps most widely for its Final Four visit, but we have this patch of nature and wildness just 15 miles east of Richmond, right between Shirley and Berkeley. And it's open certain days of the week for public visits, and it's definitely worth a trip downriver a ways to see this amazing place.
Okay, Brooks, we have a few seconds, so you have any final thoughts before we sign off for today?
Well, I am struck with this sense that Richmond, because of its age, has this history that stacks on itself, and it makes it hard to tell, but all the more intriguing to learn these different places that you can isolate moments in time And to tell them together is pretty profound.
Century after century of history here.
Yeah, and a wellspring, I would say a wellspring not just for historians or scientists, as in the case of the VCU Rice Center, but artists and writers too. We have this incredible wellspring of history to draw from.
Brooke Smith rediscovers Richmond every other Thursday morning here on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition. And you can also catch some of his past essays and conversations by going to ideastations.org/Richmond.